Letters to Daniel, Volume 2, Letter 6-9, Ramtha. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the second month, on the fifth day of the second month. Dear Dan, when I was attending church at U3 and sharing angel stories with CB3, he would sometimes, in a joking manner, bring up the subject of Ramtha. CB3 would ask with a chuckle if Gabe had any plans to go after Ramtha, or words like that. Gabe presented a position of amusement that would not respond in any detail. I was not unaware of who Ramtha was, having seen on TV sometime in the 1980s an interview on one of the local channels of Jay-Z Knight and her channeling Ramtha. About a month or two ago, Ramtha came across my radar again. As you know, I listen to audio at work. One of the sources of podcasts I have is Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, formerly with Art Bell. Periodically, I review their website for things I might want to hear. On one particular weekend, there was a show that had a guest host interviewing Jay-Z Knight for the whole show. I saw the entry and bypassed it, not really having much interest in the subject. But after a while, Gabe started pestering me to download and listen to the show. I tried to listen to it, but got angry because I knew it was all a bunch of satanic crap from hell. But Gabe kept after me and floated the notion that perhaps I could approach it from a more academic standpoint. That worked, and I was able to listen to the whole broadcast. As I write this, I will need to take a break and listen to it again, because there are some points that the Lord wants to bring forth pertaining to this particular enemy. So the next few paragraphs will be written after I have re-listened to the Ramtha show again. Well, Dan, I have learned some very interesting facts about Jay-Z Knight and how she began to channel Ramtha. The following quotes are her words recorded on live radio.
And how did the Ramtha first come to you?
Ramtha, this is a story that has been retread so many times. I told it so many times. In my book, A State of Mind, it really goes into detail about how this happened.
Well, give us the thumbnail.
The thumbnail was working in Tacoma, Washington, getting ready to marry my dentist husband. And we hike, because you live in Washington State, people go hiking in the mountains. And so we were hikers and backpackers. And this book came out called Pyramid Power. I don't know if you recall it, but Pyramid Power was that this whole idea that if you put something under it, it would turn milk into yogurt and it would do all these amazing things. And so we got this great idea to let's make some to scale, align them at True North, and then we'll just put all these little things underneath them. And we just started on a Friday night and sent the children out the next day and pulled down the blinds, and we worked all day making these modular pyramids, and we put all sorts of things under it. And because my husband was a scientist, he had a scientific mind, you know, we had a very, very detailed list of what we had and how they were progressing. And we did this night and day, and on Sunday afternoon, there were pyramids on top of my stove, on my oven door, I mean, all down the hall. They were everywhere.
Right.
I just started laughing. I was laughing so hard it was stupid, because I felt giddy from no sleep and doing this sort of macabre thing. And at 2:30 in the afternoon, that's where this thing appeared in my kitchen. And my husband had this compass on the table, because we had to line these pyramids in a certain direction and had to be very precise. And this compass just went whining. It sounded like an airplane propeller, and this being manifested in my kitchen, and a lot of his body went up into the ceiling, so he was transparent, but then he wasn't. Very hard to explain. And you don't want to or necessarily think you'll see anything like this in the afternoon, but this is what happened, and that was the first appearance of a being who called himself Ramtha, and he appeared three times that day. I was too in shock to be frightened, and he gave a prophecy. The prophecy came to pass, told us what to do. We did exactly that, and that began this tremendous legacy from February 1977.
And you both saw this entity, you and your partner.
My husband did not see well. Oh. What he saw were lights, and he couldn't figure out what was wrong with the compass. You know, when I was young, I was in the Assembly of God Church, and there was nothing more hellfire and brimstone than the Assembly of God Church. And I was in that church until I was 13 years old, and I was saved and baptized. I left it because they judged my sister-in-law for wearing a pale pink lipstick that she was going to go to hell and burn. And she only did that to try to get her husband to come to church and share Christ's message with him. And I just didn't think that was the God that I knew and that I saw that would deliberately burn my sister-in-law for wearing lipstick. So I left that. But having said that, that gives a fundamental basis of what was taught continuously in...
Well, the apocalypse is something that a lot of Christians believe in.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah,
the book of Revelations,
yeah.
It's about the deceiver, and it's about the Antichrist and the end of the world. And
Dan, additionally, in the first hour of her interview, she spoke of seeing spirits, my term, in the fields of New Mexico when she was about three. She was born in Roswell in 1946. She was being set up at a very young age to become channeled later in life. Jay-Z already had been exposed to the supernatural before her church experience, and so was easy prey when Satan used his resources, taste not, touch not, wear not, already in the church at the time she was there, to influence her to leave. That's all I have to report on Ramtha right now. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
Don't come around.